This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. I've mentioned this before, I think. The website where you can see how Puerto Rico is recovering from Hurricane Maria, status.pr is where you want to go, status.pr. As of today, a bit less than 81% of the island is still without electricity. People are relying on diesel generators, if they can get them, and waiting hours in line to buy fuel to get them going. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is in charge of getting the lights back on, everything from providing generators for key public facilities to repairing power lines that are down all across the island. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath explains some of the challenges.
After the hurricanes in Texas and Florida this summer, thousands of utility workers drove in to get the power back on. Clearly, that's not possible for the island of Puerto Rico. But also, the Texas and Florida power companies had agreements in place to pay those outside workers. Puerto Rico's power company, PREPA, didn't.
And so most of the utility-to-utility types of activities couldn't happen naturally because PREPA didn't have the funds to do that.
Devin Streit works on the energy restoration team at the Department of Energy. She says PREPA's been broke and understaffed for years. So instead of outside power companies, the U.S. Army Corps is taking the lead.
I think we're seeing a much, much more involved U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for Puerto Rico than we saw for the other two states that were affected by Harvey and Irma.
Erwin Redlener directs the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia. He says FEMA is in charge of the entire disaster response and uses the Army Corps as its sort of engineering arm. Colonel Jeff Lloyd is in charge of that arm in Puerto Rico right now. The Army Corps is getting 62,000 telephone poles shipped from the mainland, plus concrete for the foundations, those metal rungs to climb the poles. Then,
I think the biggest challenge that we're going to see is the amount of material to bring into some of those very remote areas.
The Army Corps will need helicopters to deliver everything. Lloyd says the Corps' assignment is to put things back the way they were. And that means upgrading Puerto Rico's grid to better withstand future storms will have to wait. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.